I'm face down on a beach. The water from the shoreline reaches my feet and legs, and the sand beneath me is damp and smooth and white as sugar. I hear breakers in the distance and birds chirping and cooing from the forest canopy beyond the beach. I taste sea salt on the back of my throat. I sit up and look out at a turquoise lagoon in a bay carved into the dark volcanic rock of the island, and beyond the lagoon, an endless ocean, deep cobalt blue. Only a few clouds spot the sky. The morning sunlight feels warm on my wet skin. A steady breeze comes in from the sea, rustling the fronds of palm trees that line the beach. I look down at the remains of a yellow life vest strapped around my chest. My index finger traces over symbols on the lapel. Jordan, I say, version 3.3. I remember everything. The last moment I saw Aaliyah through the glass divide, drinking the clear. The memories that came flooding back afterward. I remember waking alone in a bed in the sub-Los Angeles complex of Anag Norisis Inc. and hear the sound of a clock on the wall. The ticking of the second hand mesmerized me with a clarity and synchrony I was certain came from the source of the universe. I was overcome with a feeling of connectedness to the air that I breathed, to sound waves that carried the vibrations of the machinery inside the clock that my ears received and that my brain processed as this thing we call sound, and the ticking of a clock. I remember realizing for the first time the illusion of separateness, realizing that time, language, and indeed our perceptions of ourselves becoming or having been was a mental construct, none of which was real. And I remember glimpsing the lifetimes my DNA, my soul, had spent living as a prisoner to my own mind, never knowing this connection to something indefinable and free of language and thought. Science might call it consciousness, religion, God. But the freedom was in knowing that the words we use to refer to this thing were not the thing itself. Then I remembered Aaliyah, and the loneliness of the bed in the underground compound felt like it would swallow me whole. I lay there, remembering our lives together from before the island. The first time I saw her, the joy that she radiated in her smile and in her steady gaze. I remembered how happy she had been during our first few years together, when we were young and in love and the world was ours. The weight of those memories felt like a monolith crushing me on that bed. And I became obsessed with memories. Memories.